question of the day, how can I focus on my worship? Or anything else for that matter. How can we focus on activities at hand? Whether that is worship, whether that is studying, whether that is us interacting with our families, how to be present in the moment, in the activity that we're doing. So there can be multiple explanations as to why we're not present in those activities, why we're not actually there, can't focus. Most straightforward is we're preoccupied. And why are we preoccupied? We may be stressed. We have different kinds of issues going on in our life that we're not properly addressing. Another possible dimension is that we're not managing our time properly. There's a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a whole lot of this and a whole lot of that. All of that going on in our lives, and it's chaotic. Another possible reason, and that's one of the sources of stress as well, that we have some psychological conflicts. Whether that has to do with our families, whether that has to do with us not being physically healthy, with us not being happy with where we are academically, economically, in terms of our job, profession, or what have you, in our relationships, whatever the case may be, and that's preoccupying us, that's bothering us. And whatever needs to be done in order to solve those problems, or if those problems cannot be solved, then coming to terms with those problems, that's not being done. And so those concerns, those stressors are lingering in our head. And they're not allowing for us to focus on the task at hand. So what can help is obviously undoing all of the things that I said, and easier said than done, managing our time better. And a whole lot can be said as to how we can manage our time better, but simply put, planning. Being able to plan your day, being able to plan your week, and actually writing it out. What am I doing today from this time to this time? What is my activity? So whatever it is that may be preoccupying you that belongs to another time segment of your day, it just gets put there so it doesn't have to bother you on another time period. So planning is one way. And again, there's a lot of elaboration that is required on that, maybe some other time. Another, as to the preoccupations that have to do with stressors, diary writing helps. See, our minds are, they're jungles of ideas and thoughts. And the more chaotic these thoughts are, the more anxiety-provoking it becomes. So when you see, let's say, a messy table is anxiety-provoking because you don't know what's there and where it is. Similarly, because what that does is, in evolutionary terms, it triggers that part of your brain that would look at within a jungle some trees and some bushes, and you don't know what's behind them. There may be snakes, there may be scorpions, there may be a dangerous animal there. So anxiety is triggered since you don't know what's there. So whether it's in a jungle or a messed up table or a cupboard, or it's a messed up chaotic thought process, that there's so many thoughts overwhelming us, it provokes anxiety. And it doesn't allow for us to concentrate on whatever it is that we're trying to concentrate on. What diary writing does, or just writing in general does, it allows for you to declutter your mind. It allows for you to write it all out, organize it, make more sense of it. So the same mess inside, when it comes out on a more organized fashion, it's less anxiety provoking. It is not as stressful, not as scary. So you're able to deal with it better. So you're able to make sense of it, and it should be less preoccupying. It should allow for you to focus at the other tasks better, right? Hopefully. Now, another idea to do with focus, another dimension that we need to focus on, whatever activity that you are doing, do you have the will to do it? Is it meaningful to you? Or is it cliche? Has it become a mere ritual? Has it become just empty movements, if we're talking about worship? or any act of prayer? Is it just being done for the sake of it? Or have you been able to identify what it means in your life? So if it's worship, then what role does it have in the general picture of your life, or where you're going as a person, where you're growing as a person? Are you able to relate your prayer to your life and your life to your prayer? Or if it's your studies, what position, what place do those have in whatever it is that you're doing at that time, in terms of growing, in terms of developing as a person? How are your studies contributing? So if I'm engaged in reading a book or a course of study, whereas in my mind I'm convinced that this course is not for me, out and my calling is somewhere else, I should be doing something else. So I will have a difficult time focusing on that very demanding course or that demanding book if I can't fit it into the general structure of where my life is going. Or if I haven't figured out where my life is supposed to be going, then I'll have difficulty aligning that course or that book with whatever it is that wherever it is that my life is. Similarly for worship, if I'm harboring doubts in my head as to the relevance of these actions within my life, there will be problems. If I'm harboring within my thought process, if I'm looking to, if I think I don't really need this, for example, I already have attained all of that religious status that I'm looking for, that place in paradise, or salvation is guaranteed for me. And that's something that a lot of our religious understandings across the board, most followers of religion follow the particular religion that they do because they think simply claiming to follow it is guaranteeing salvation. And so actions of worship or actions acting in accordance with those religious tenets, it becomes irrelevant. It becomes cliche. It becomes meaningless, right? So if we're coming with those ideas, whether consciously held or unconsciously believed, we don't really know that. That's what makes psychology all the more scarier and devastating and interesting at the same time. Because really, if it was all of who you are is what you say, and all of what you say is what you think, and that's the end of the story, there would be no need for psychology. There would be no need for psychiatry. Everything would be so straightforward and boring, to be honest. But it is way more complicated than that. As human beings, we're deeper than that. We're too complex. There's a lot of dynamics going on. And so I may be thinking that, no, this act of worship is relevant to me. It's important to me, but at a deeper level, I think it's just superfluous. It's useless. I don't need it. I'm already forgiven. I'm already, I have my place in paradise booked because I belong to that religion and that sect of that religion and that understanding of that sect. And I did this and that on that night and on that day and what have you. So to have that activity be meaningful in your particular life as to where your life is going, what your life means to you, that's important. So more particularly in terms of prayer, are you bringing gratitude to that worship, to that act of prayer? Do you feel the need to express gratitude? Do you feel the need, dependence of asking for help? Because usually, typically, that's what worship and prayer are to do, expression of gratitude and asking for help. If we think we need help, then we'll be going there. If we think we owe gratitude, then we will be more focused, more involved, right? So that said and done, it's a process. Getting to be able to focus on something, you may be all right in terms of not having any stressors or not having any issues to deal with, or you may be okay with respect to your spiritual beliefs and everything related to that. But still, focusing it becomes a challenge. In that, you have to push through. So what happens, one particular phenomena that takes place is we're trying to focus and some random thought comes in to our head, whether it's while studying or worshiping or any other activity that we want to be doing. And we become so flustered with ourselves, so overwhelmed. Why the hell did this thought come to me? Why can't I focus? Why am I so horrible? Why am I so disinterested? What is wrong with my belief? What is wrong with my dedication and commitment to this cause, etc., etc., etc.? Now, when you're going off on that route with that much anxiety, you're not going to be able to focus, right? So yes, expect that it is a process and all of those random thoughts will come. Just gently drag yourself back. Whenever the recognition comes, drag yourself back. Whenever you're starting an activity, remind yourself, how is this important to me? Why is this meaningful for me? Rather than just boom, hitting it. Take a step back, think. Stop, empty out everything else. Remind yourself, talk to yourself, coach yourself. Okay, I'm here. I'm giving a presentation in front of my class. I need to be involved with them. Or I'm just reading this book. Why is this reading this book important to me? Why is doing this assignment important for me? Why is this worship important for me? This reason, this reason, this reason. Right? Give yourself those reasons and tell yourself, all right, let me hit it now. Let me go at it. And whatever else is distracting me or threatening to distract me, let me put that on the side. Note that down as to how I'm going to do that at some other point later or what have you. Right? So I hope that was helpful. With